To use an illustration, my conscience was like a weighing machine where even if you put 1 ton on it, the needle won't move. But then suddenly I got converted and I found the needle began to move. And then as time went on, even small things, little weights, the needle began to move. That's one mark that you know you're growing spiritually. That now even smaller things begin to convict you. Not major things, but smaller things. You get disturbed when you raised your voice at home at your wife or husband. And you get convicted about it. You ask God to forgive you. And you go and apologize to your husband and wife. Now you never did that before. You're too proud to do it. It's only pride that prevents us from asking forgiveness from someone whom we hurt. But that needle began to move. And I found as time went on through all these now, 60 years now, small things which never disturbed me even 5 years ago are disturbing me now. It's a constant growth. And that's the way you know you're growing. Your peace in your heart is disturbed with small things. Peace is the mark that you're in tune with the Holy Spirit. So Paul says here, I do my best, verse 16, to always keep a blameless conscience because I want to be in the resurrection of the righteous. I do my best to keep my conscience blameless before God and before men. Not just before God, but before men. The test of your humility when you commit a sin is not that you confess to God. That's easy. The test is whether you can confess to that person whom you hurt, especially if it's your wife or husband. If you can't do that, you have to say to yourself, Lord, I'm a proud person. If I were humble, I'd immediately acknowledge and ask forgiveness. Why can't I do that? What does it cost? Just a few words out of your mouth, and that pride stops those words, that they never come out. And the danger of that is that God doesn't give grace to proud people. We can live all our life without the grace of God and imagine that everything's all right with us. So Paul said, I'm going to be very careful. I do my best. What a word. I do my best. That's what we encourage our children when they go to school, to do their best in their studies and examinations. Paul says, I do my best to keep my conscience blameless, not only before God, but before men. Just take that latter part. I do my best to have a good conscience before all human beings. That means no human being could say, Paul hurt me, and he didn't apologize. Paul once shouted at a judge in the court, we read in Acts 23, but he said it right immediately. He was like that. So no human being should ever be able to say to us that this guy hurt me and he never said it right. You know that place where Jesus said about anger in relation to people? Please turn with me to Matthew 5. When Jesus said that your Matthew 5 and verse 20, he said your righteousness must be more than the righteousness of the Pharisees. The first example he gave was, I say to you, verse 22, the Pharisees only said, don't commit murder. Your righteousness must be more than that, verse 22. You mustn't be angry. And if you do get angry, you speak to your brother, you'll be guilty. When you say something more, you're more guilty. So, here's the point now. When you come to pray to God, when you come to present your offering at the altar, that means when you come to offer your prayer to God, it may be all alone in your house, you're praying for something, and there you remember that you had hurt your brother with something you said, or you hurt your wife or husband or a servant at home or your son or daughter, it doesn't matter who they are. Don't think that some people are inferior to me so I don't have to ask forgiveness from them. There's nobody inferior. All are equal before God. If I hurt somebody, I must ask forgiveness. And as you come to pray and you remember that you hurt somebody, your conscience is telling you that, the Lord said, stop praying. Leave your offering there. Go to that person you hurt and be reconciled. That is to have a good conscience before men, and we must live like that every single day. I'm convinced that 99.9% of prayers that people pray, God doesn't hear because of this reason. 99.9%. Do you know the number of believers I have met who have this problem? Whenever people come to me, say, "Brother Zach, please pray for me. I'm sick with something." I ask them two questions. I say, "Have you forgiven everybody? Have you asked forgiveness from those you hurt?" That's all. I'm not going to ask any more. And I've known brothers and sisters who say, "Yes, it's all clear." I say, then there's no hindrance for God to answer prayer. But I also know some people who hesitate at that point. They're honest. As soon as I ask that question, their conscience troubles them. Then I say, "Brother, sister, please, it's no use my praying for you. It's a waste of time. The channel is blocked. If there can be floods of water on top, nothing will come to your life. Because you have blocked it with an unwillingness to apologize to somebody you hurt, or the other way around, you haven't forgiven somebody who hurt you." And that's how the devil kills two birds with one stone. It's an expression in English. You threw one stone to kill one bird and two got killed. So the devil makes somebody hurt you. That's one stone. He knocked him down. But he knocked you also down without even touching you. The devil didn't touch you. He touched that person to come and hurt you. Only one stone. But he knocked you down by your attitude of not forgiving that person. He's accomplished his will. And do you know the amount this goes on among believers around the world? It's tragic. And one, you know, we have to be very careful when to ask ourselves, do I really have peace in my heart or not? With every human being. We must live like that every single day, every single moment. Others may not be at peace with me. That's not possible. Because the world is full of strife and conflict. And that's why the Bible doesn't say we have to be at peace with everybody. But we must have peace in our heart. That's what the Bible says. And so, for example, peace with other people. Romans chapter 12, it says, Romans 12, "Do you know that this is, as far as I know, the only command in the Bible which begins with the words, 'if possible'? Nowhere in the Bible does it say, 'if possible, don't get angry. If possible, don't commit adultery. If possible, don't tell lies. If possible, love people.' No. No command in the Bible is prefaced with the words, 'if possible,' except this one. And then you need to ask yourself why. If possible, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." Supposing there was a command which said, just that first part is left out, "be at peace with all men." I would never be able to obey it.